You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Before the crowds shout Hosanna, before the Last Supper, the cross, the resurrection, there's a moment quiet, still, and holy. A moment to stop, to breathe, to open your heart and say, Jesus, I'm making room for you here. Welcome back, friends. We've made it 40 days of seeking, surrendering, and drawing close to Jesus. But before we move into the Holy Week, the most sacred part of our journey, we pause. We don't want to rush toward the cross. We want to prepare our hearts for it. Because the truth is, you can't walk through Holy Week with a cluttered soul. Jesus doesn't want your performance, your perfection. He wants your presence, your authentic presence with Him. So today is about asking Him to search us, to cleanse us, and make us ready. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24 say, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the everlasting." Search me, God, means just to examine deeply and intimately, like a thorough investigation, and it's vulnerability in the purest form. You're asking the Holy One to look into your soul, not to condemn you, but to heal you, and to know your anxious thoughts, your unrest, your disturbance, your inward anxiety. That phrase captures it all. The unrest, the distractions, the what if or why not yet? But we invite Jesus to know even our hidden stress as if it was ever hidden from Him. And then we tell Him, see if there's any offensive way in me. That Hebrew word means a path of sorrow or grief that leads us away from God, offensive way. This is not about shame, it is about freedom. God reveals what's broken in us so He can restore what's whole. And then the last words, lead me in the way of the everlasting. The end goal, it's not correction, it's transformation. It is a realigned path. It's a heart made whole again. This kind of prayer welcomes God's gentle surgery, not to harm us, but to heal us and make us whole. Lamentations 3:40 echoes this when it says, "Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord." Reflection is not about regret. We're not asking you to regret. We're asking you to return. To what? To who? To the Lord. And Revelations 3:20, Jesus says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." Well, Jesus still knocks on the threshold of your soul. He doesn't force His way in. He waits patiently until you say, "Come in, Lord, there's room here." So then the question is, how do you prepare Him room? Maybe it's as simple as turning off the phone and sitting in silence with Him. Or maybe it's turning on some worship music and recognizing His value and His worth. Maybe it's letting go of fear, the fear that's maybe keeping Him at arm's length, or the pride that tells Him, "I don't need you, I got this." How about confessing what you've been carrying in secret? Or just making time for prayer, not to speak or ask for something, just to be in His presence and to listen. Ask yourself, is there anything cluttering my heart so much that it's affecting my relationship with God? And then ask Him, have I made a space in my heart for you to dwell, not just to visit? Remember, it's not about perfection. It is an invitation to spend time with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. These are a few truths that are unchanging. God doesn't want ritual. He wants a relationship. And the Holy Spirit dwells in us as believers, but He's most at home in hearts that are open and yielding. And true preparation for the cross, it begins with two things: humility and honesty. Friend, you've walked 40 days towards the cross, and now Jesus stands at the door of your heart, not with condemnation, but with compassion. He is not asking us to be perfect. He's asking for space. Make your soul His sanctuary. Let Him sweep the corners. Let Him sit at the table. Let your prayer be today, "Lord, prepare me. Calm my anxious ways. Forgive my sin. heal what is broken, and take your place at the center of my life and at the center of my heart. Because when you make room for Jesus, everything else falls right into place. Friend, it's Holy Week, and I really hope that you will come back and be encouraged as we walk this path with Jesus. I hope that you will really connect with him on another level like never before, that your heart would be wide open, and that he would come and make a home in your heart. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?